Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Welcome to the show here. You can join the show if you would like and bring up anything you want to talk about on broadcast radio, podcast, live streaming. We're on a bunch of different places where you can see this program and listen to it. But you can call in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And Bonnie.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, as I said. But there's been some news coming out of BRICS. And surprisingly, this hasn't caught much attention. I happened to see a video from RT, Russia Today, reporting on this. BRICS, of course, is the other alliance, sort of economic alliance of big countries out there. So you've got,
as opposed to NATO.
Maybe NATO, but also like the G7, I think is, like that's the U.S., it's Canada, it's the Japanese, I think Europe, I believe, and then a couple others I'm not thinking of right now. And then BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa for now, although there's something like 24 countries that have applied to join BRICS, so there's a big push.
Are there more on the wait list for BRICS then want to get into G7?
I don't know if you can get into G7. I'm not sure what the rules are on that one, Bonnie, but definitely there are a lot of countries that are interested in joining BRICS to push back against the economic dominance of the United States and just generally the Western world.
Has anybody ever stopped for a second to think about why the United States became so economically dominant in the first place?
Well, it had a lot of freedom for a long time. Not anymore.
Yeah, maybe they want to walk away from it a little bit now because the United States isn't as prosperous as it once was because it's so repressed.
Yeah, I mean, the crypto stuff alone is going to take us back so many years compared to other countries that aren't cracking down on people who want to do things in the cryptocurrency world.
Yeah, that alone. Right. I mean, if you look at that, the opportunity cost on that's astronomical. Like, not being able to perform in a marketplace is, you know, that's a loss in itself.
Yep. It's going to make people a lot more poor than it would if the government just left us alone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they are cracking down on crypto here, and some countries are welcoming towards people with crypto. Now, I'm not sure where BRICS is at on crypto. There's always rumors like, oh, BRICS is going to adopt Bitcoin. Well, okay, that hasn't happened.
Bad chance.
Yeah, like why would central banks want to go in that direction? It doesn't make any sense.
I really thought Russia was about to do it when everybody was sanctioning them.
Yeah, and that was another thing that kind of got tossed around a little bit, but it never really became anything. Central banks, as long as they exist, are not going to want to get rid of their monopoly on controlling a currency, which is why this news is somewhat surprising coming out of BRICS. And I'll just let RT do the reporting here, but it's them basically confirming the rumors that they've been working on a gold-backed currency for the BRICS countries.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed U.S. dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
This is from RT.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
This is coming from the Russian embassy in Kenya making this announcement. That's what they're citing.
The decision comes a month ahead of scheduled alliance summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. 41 countries have since shown their interest in BRICS membership and its new currency implementation. Russia's foreign ministry has
41 countries are interested, so more than I even had thought. Now, not all of them are going to get in.
Are any of them in G7 looking to leave G7 and go into BRICS?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to leave G7 and join BRICS. That would be a...
And if these are countries that are already socialist-leaning and they're probably already third world and haven't discovered why they're third world in the first place, now they're just going to go... It's a philosophy of parasitism to be socialist in the first place. And these governments haven't discovered that the reason they're so bad off is because of that philosophy in the first place, and now they're just trying to do it on a country level with other countries. You got, 40 countries that want to join these other kind of wonky, economically wonky states that are slightly bigger?
Well, they're economically rising, right? Like, China is...
When you have nowhere to go but up, you can always say you're rising.
This is true. I mean, China is obviously one of the biggest economies there, as well as India, which, of course, India is going to... is predicted to pass China by population this year, become
the most populated
country on the planet. And, I mean, see, these are pretty big, regardless of their political systems and the amount of socialism that is present within them, and we know China is still considered a communist state, China has, in recent decades, less so under the current president or dictator, Xi Jinping, but his predecessors were allowing more economic activity to go on in China, and that has raised the standard of living for a lot of people in that country. So, I mean, there's no doubt that better products have come out of China in the last few decades. You can still get some crap, no doubt about it, but the standards of, you know, competition and manufacturing seem to have improved there in the last few decades. So people are being risen out of poverty by even incremental change towards more free markets. We're not talking about free markets, but loosening up restrictions means
better
results.
If I was a world leader, that would scream to me that what I'm doing in the control department is wrong, and I should release that control and just let people run their own lives.
Well, that's because you're a liberty-minded person, and so of course you're going to think that way. I mean, these are control
freaks. Well, they're the ones that are doing okay.
The leaders
in these countries are doing okay. Mm-hmm. They probably know exactly why their countries are poor, and they know it's because of themselves.
I don't know. Do you think they know that?
Like how give aware an example. Are these like people? Venezuela, how could you not know?
That's what I say. How could you not know?
Well, you're not starving, and everybody in your country is using money to make baskets.
Yeah, you have to wonder about that. I mean, it's easy to attribute evil and malice to these people, and I think that's a fair thing to do. But at the same time, how much of it is true brainwashing? Like, you know, when you look at Kim Jong-un, for instance, the roly-poly dictator there.
Winnie the Pooh, right?
No, that's who they call Xi Jinping, the Chinese guy. Kim Jong-un
is the Korean
from North Korea.
Yeah,
the fat... little well-fed, the most well-fed guy.
He's well-fed, but he doesn't poop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, because he's a god.
He's a god.
Whatever, right? You know, he's raised in this environment in which his grandfather and his father are considered the next thing to gods, if not actual gods. And while it's probably true that he's not subjected to the same level of propaganda that the people of that country are, and
who would be giving him the propaganda?
His own family.
I don't know. Are they mind-washed or are they evil? That's the thing.
That's a great question.
It sounds to me just like that would be propaganda to make people not hate Xi Jong, whatever his name is, so much.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, yeah, I mixed him up with Ping. But yeah, it sounds to me like that's propaganda to make it like, don't blame him. Yeah, you should definitely blame him.
Yeah, and he has gone to school outside of North Korea, so the odds are good he's not in the same camp as many North Koreans who actually are brainwashed. I think it was like Switzerland or something like that.
Yeah,
wow.
I thought he went to Europe, Finland.
Yeah, it was somewhere in Europe. He went to college.
They take him for hostage and tell the family, like, your Pooh Bear is going bye-bye.
That's Xi Jinping.
If you don't, let the people go.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question.
I never heard that he left North Korea.
He did. Yeah, he went to college in Europe. So
imagine being in his class. Like, wouldn't you not be able to not trip him on the way out of his desk every day?
Beat him up and stuff him into a locker.
I don't know. If it were me, I would want to propagandize
him. Give him a wedgie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would not literally bully him, but it would just be so weird.
Because at that point, he would have just been the privileged son of a dictator. He wouldn't have been the dictator Kim Jong-un at that point.
Yeah, you know, when I lived in Ithaca, there was a royal who went to Cornell University there, and he had a security attaché everywhere. It was one dude.
You couldn't just hang out with him then?
No, yeah. It was like 8 black Chevy Suburbans that went everywhere he went.
I wonder if they're like not allowed to make, like if Kim Jong-un went to Switzerland to go to school, I wonder if he was like forbidden from making friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all really, really interesting questions. But regardless, he probably is aware of a lot of the things that his own countrymen are not aware of, and they keep them, for instance, in North Korea. If you believe the stories, right, because all you can do is believe what people who've escaped from there have to say about it, because you certainly can't believe the official government press from North Korea, so you just kind of have
anywhere.
Yeah, well, of course, but that's all they have in North Korea is the government channels. And so, you know, if you believe them, then the people there are completely brainwashed. They're not allowed to have access to any kind of outside news or information. If you, in fact, do get access to that kind of thing, then they'll probably put you in a prison camp, and also the rest of your family will go to the prison camp because they're known for punishing your family members for the things that you have done, which is a way that they are successful at getting people to not step out of line, because they know that even if they themselves will be willing to face whatever the punishment is, or the prison sentence, yeah, or the execution or whatever, they know that they'll just, you know, snatch up their children and snatch up their wife and their parents and execute them too.
When I was a chef for many years, and I had a waiter who escaped, he escaped Czechoslovakia. And he did it on foot with his neighbors.
Wow.
And he comes from a big family full of doctors. And when he escaped the country with his wife and daughter, they forced his entire family to leave their medical practices and put them to work in a shoe factory.
Mm. Like his extended family?
Yes. Oh. Just like people that, you know, were nuclear-ish to him, but, you know. If you were a first cousin, you might be looked at strangely, but the aunts...
So they didn't escape. They were still there.
No, they got stuck behind, mm-hmm, you know, because you can't tell your family I'm leaving. Right. You can't tell anybody you're leaving.
Somebody will snitch on you.
Somebody will snitch on you.
Especially if it's just like your uncles you're not really close with or something.
Right.
You probably wouldn't expect them to do something to someone like that.
The secret police will show up and they'll nab you because, you know, as people, we are property of politicians. And that's true everywhere in the world. Some of us are just less willing to admit it than others. Even here in the United States, we might be least property of politicians, but we're absolutely still property of politicians.
Yep. Can
and
you
it'll
just tell them
continue that way if people don't do something about it?
Can you just tell them this is my house and I'm choosing not to keep paying taxes on it?
No, you can't. They will steal it from you.
They will prove to you that you are their property.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny that you guys brought up North Korea or these other countries. I actually have something in the news about them from a couple weeks ago.
Well, I have a question.
So we can talk about them.
Talking about North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing this idea floated around that Yeonmi Park, the woman who escaped North Korea,
mm-hmm,
is just like propaganda. What would be the purpose? I can't even wrap my mind around
propaganda
that.
By whom?
They keep saying it's propaganda to get us to go to war with China.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have definitely heard some people criticizing her in recent weeks or recent months, and I have not followed it directly. But yeah, has she been saber rattling for China war?
I
feel like I might.
She probably
have seen
just talks
about
how
that.
The Chinese government treated her badly because you escape North Korea, you kind of have to go through China, and lots of women make it there, and then that's the end because they like get sold into sex slavery and things
Correct.
Like that. So.
Yeah. Or they'll get taken back to North Korea by the Chinese government.
I don't know if she's been saying like let's go to war, but it could also be just that I want to know if either of you had any more insight than I do, but it doesn't sound
all
like...
I know about that whole relationship is that traditionally China has looked at North Korea as an annoying kid brother, like a really annoying kid brother, and tries to stay away from it as much as it can. Mm. But they are birds of a feather, and that's how it's going to be when you're that close to each other. And it's hard to believe that China is a freer country than North Korea.
Yeah. I mean, if you get caught by the Chinese government and you're escaping from North Korea, you kind of have to like go, I guess it's across some water and then into the mainland of China. Well, if you get caught by the Chinese government, they could send you back.
They could.
And they have. Like, what? You wouldn't do that if you were, you know, like this great country that was, you know, taking
Taiwan. I have this like fantasy, and I hope it's true. I hope there's several dozen people in North Korea that are listening to Free Talk Live on a regular basis on like a clandestine, like shortwave radio or something. You know,
that'd be awesome.
You know, some shortwave radio from the 50s that they can, you know, power up. And
I have no idea if we're on any shortwave stations at this time, but that is a thing that that people have done, is dropped radios into North Korea to allow people to tune into channels from South Korea or the American government or whoever it is that's transmitting into the country. Because in North Korea, you can get a radio, but it's locked onto the official state channel. Right. So, like, you can turn it on. You can turn it off. You can turn it up and down as far as the volume, but there's no tuning dial.
I bet they have a permit system for it, too. Like, you need to have it inspected.
Get a radio permit? Yeah, that could be.
You know, you can't even listen to it unless it's inspected by a state inspector for hacking. You know, could you imagine being in... I'd immediately be tearing it apart, that radio, and trying to take any, like, blocks out of it and stuff. And
yeah, well, that's probably going to land you in a prison if they catch you.
Can't you go to prison for listening to K-pop there?
Yeah, if you have any kind of South Korean media, you will be punished. In North Korea. Absolutely.
I think in North Korea, the women have like 7 hairstyles to choose from, and the men have like 3.
Yeah, you have to basically wear the hairstyle of the great leader, or whatever it is he's approved of.
How freakish!
Yeah, it's a wild. You know, whenever you start researching North Korea, it's just absolutely a wild.
Well, the military
thing.
Does it, right? The U.S. military does that. They bring everybody in the military. They immediately shave all their heads and make them all look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
You take away your individuality.
Every time I hear about something that other people don't have the freedom to do, and I do, it just makes me like almost cry.
Yeah, it would be very sad to find out that Youngmi Park, who has been an ostensible libertarian for some time now,
she's been to our house, right?
No,
she wasn't the one that went to the CAC,
the Keene Activist Center. No, I don't think so. There were some people from Liberty in North Korea that came here, and they did give a presentation to the libertarians here in Keene, and they also, I think, did one at the library.
Renee told me about it. I thought for sure she said that it was Youngmi Park.
Nope. Youngmi Park was not in that group, but Renee did meet Youngmi Park at a libertarian event in Washington, D.C.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
So, like I said, if you know more about what Youngmi Park has been allegedly saying in regards to a potential invasion of China, I mean, that would be a real sad thing to learn about. I have not yet seen the actual evidence for this particular claim, and you know, if you're a libertarian, you shouldn't be rattling the saber for any kind of invasion anywhere. You should know that that's not going to actually make life better for the people in those countries, and certainly you know, getting those people out and assisting with those people getting out, I support, which is why I've donated on a monthly basis to Liberty in North Korea, which is a group that does just that, that they find out about people who are, you know, trying to escape or have escaped, and they provide whatever kind of assistance that they can. So helping the people escape through China, for instance, and get them to South Korea, because that's the challenge, is you have to escape from North Korea into China and then escape from China into South Korea. So it's a really long procedure to get out from, or at least the standard way of doing things would be to go that way. I'm sure there's other ways of doing it that are more risky, for instance, like trying to leave North Korea and just go straight into South Korea without stopping in China probably involves more risk of getting detected
by
the North
Koreans. Like guards at that, what do they call it? The
demilitarized zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely probably cannot easily go through that way.
There's another word for it, too. It's like not ground zero, but something like that.
I don't know what that would be. They call it the DMZ, which is
DMZ. That's
the shorthand.
Demilitarized zone.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we can come back to North Korea in a moment. But what started this whole conversation about these tyrannical nations was the discussion about BRICS, which is set to, according to RT, which is a pretty reliable news source, set to introduce a currency backed by gold.
It stated that if African states show enthusiasm, the group's expansion may also be on a Russia-Africa summit's agenda in the end of July. As of now, the BRICS group remains comprised of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Former Statistician General of South Africa, Pali Lehola, says the gold-backed currency will facilitate the advancement of developing countries.
Gold banks currency?
Gold-backed.
Oh.
So an actual currency backed by gold, which hasn't existed on this planet in any kind of, you know, governmental sense in, what, Nixon. 50 years, right? Since Nixon wiped it out here in the United States.
Avoid using the gold standard. We have gone for almost 40, 45 years now since 1980 when this was dropped.
This is Pali Lehola, who is the former South African statistician general, speaking here.
And we have seen the consequences, particularly of this, to the developing countries, when the dollar was adopted as a standard and gold, not as such. Yet, against that, there's been accumulation of gold in the developing world. South Africa had a much stronger currency when the gold standard was still in force. By going the gold standard by many countries, that many African countries, of course, have, this will be of great benefit to strengthening the currency, the single currency that is backed by gold.
What part of the government is he?
He is a former statistician from the South African government.
It will facilitate development, because after all, currency is the quantity of material things that societies have. If you use another currency based on material wealth or material things you don't have, it means that you are at the mercy of that country, and it's and they will charge commissions and the like.
Okay, so that's the report from RT that they are looking at introducing a new currency or announcing that they're introducing a new currency backed by gold, which is a huge thing. If this actually does come to pass, there's been a lot of talk about this in over the years, but this is the first story that I've really seen that it sounds like it's happening. It sounds like they're going to do this. Now, of course, the first question is, for how long will it be backed by gold? Because you can't trust the governments of the world to honor their agreements. You can't trust them to...
Leave it in Fort Knox?
Well, yeah, we don't know what's in Fort Knox. You can't. They're not going to be audited anytime soon. The theory is, of course, that there is no gold in Fort Knox. But with regards to this BRICS currency, if they do launch this thing, this will be a huge hit to the dominance of the dollar on a world stage, right? So right now, the dollar is the world reserve currency. It still is, even though it has been losing its reserve status. It hasn't quite lost it yet, but the number of countries that are relying on the dollar in their reserves has been going down as far as they've been jettisoning some of their dollar holdings over recent years. The number, the percentage of central banks that have dollar holdings, or at least the amount of those dollar holdings, has been going down. And so there's a good chance that if there's an actual gold-backed currency that is trustworthy, at least for a time, you're going to see a lot more of these countries start to rely on that gold-backed currency instead of the dollar. There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. The FDA is granting full approval to a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only target its symptoms. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant Alexis Grankovich, says this is unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS, so it's something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
Tests for DNA and fingerprints will now be ran on a small bag of cocaine found at the White House. That's according to NBC News, which also noted the investigation could be completed by Monday. They also report that officials say it's possible there may be no resolution in the investigation. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa alliance that is being applied to by dozens of countries. Now, they're going to have a BRICS summit. They have an annual meeting that is happening in South Africa. I believe it's coming up later this summer.
They can't add anyone else or else I'll have to change the name.
Yeah, you do have to wonder if they're going to keep expanding the acronym or just keep it as BRICS and
like
then...
LGBT. Or they BRICS put BRICS Plus, yeah.
BRICS Plus, yeah. I actually think they already have a BRICS Plus for some sort of economic purposes. But anyway, the alliance is talking about or announcing, according to RT, the report that we played here tonight, they're set, quote, according to RT, quote, set to introduce a new currency backed by gold. So there's been some talk about this for some time. And now it looks like it's going to happen. Now, they say the decision is coming a month ahead of the bloc's summit in Johannesburg. So it sounds like it's been decided at what time this is going to happen, how long it will take for this new gold-backed currency to come out. I don't know what those details are, but I imagine we're going to learn sooner rather than later. Now, of course, cryptocurrency is still out there on the scene. It is still something to be contended with. It is a $1+ trillion market cap at the moment. Actually, probably should get an update on exactly what the current market cap is.
Bitcoin went to 31,000 the other day.
It did.
Today.
It's down a bit. Bitcoin currently at about 30,000. 30,047 is the price of one Bitcoin at the moment. The current market cap for all of the noteworthy cryptocurrencies combined is $1.2 trillion. Of that, Bitcoin is about $580 billion. And that means Bitcoin's what they call dominance is at 48.1%. So of that $1.2 trillion, Bitcoin's about 48% of that value. Ethereum, which is the number two cryptocurrency, is 18.4%. And then the rest of them make up the remaining whatever that is.
Wasn't Ethereum qualified as a security by...
Yeah, the SEC is essentially announcing that every cryptocurrency, with the exception of Bitcoin, according to them, is a security.
I don't understand how they're arriving at that.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but I mean, that's what they're doing.
I can see what their argument for proof of stake. If you have a stake in something, then it's a stock, so it's a security.
Ethereum is now a proof of stake coin. They switched from proof of work to proof of stake at some point last year, I think it was. So they've changed how they do their system. And so, you know, we've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency over the years. You can't trust BRICS to keep their new currency that they're going to come out with backed by gold. You just can't. Now, at some point, it may be backed by gold in the beginning, and that may be what it takes for them to take down the dollar. But once they take down the dollar and they get their gold-backed currency taken on by a bunch of central banks around the planet, at what point will they just decide to unback their currency by gold, or only half back it by gold, or whatever it is that, you know, the next move is going to be? Meanwhile, cryptocurrency is still going to be out there, still going to be attracting new users.
And it's like you can look right at it instead of wondering.
Well, when you say look right at it, you mean you can look at the code. It's open source. You can check the code out. You can make sure it does what it says it's going to do. And that is definitely true when it comes to Dash, which is digital cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. You look at the top 100 cryptocurrencies out there right now, almost none of them are actually interested in being used as a currency. There are a few. And Dash is one of those elite few. In fact, it's been doing this for a very, very long time. Dash was not only one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, like it's one of the first 15 cryptocurrencies that has ever existed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dash was also the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. In fact, every month, 10% of the mining rewards from the Dash miners goes into a treasury, and then anybody that has one whole Dash, which right now is only like $35, I think, for one Dash. I haven't checked the price in a few days, but it's somewhere in that, you know, mid-30s range. If you got one Dash, you can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. They will vet those proposals. They'll decide which ones move forward. They vote on them. And then they get funded by the treasury. In fact, that's exactly how we got this sponsorship. That's how the Dash programmers get paid every month to keep improving on Dash. And nowadays, these decentralized autonomous organizations are plentiful. They're all over the place. There's one for Ross Ulbricht. There's one for Julian Assange. There's all kinds of DAOs out there. Dash did it first. They paved the way for DAOs by doing it almost a decade ago. At this point, Dash is one of the oldest cryptos. It's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. And you can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That is Dash.org.
What does it mean that there's a DAO for Ross Ulbricht?
They do fundraising, as I understand it. I mean, I haven't paid close attention to everything that they're doing, but I think the what they call it, I don't know if it's the Free Ross DAO, I'm not sure the exact name of it, but you've probably heard that Ross Ulbricht has created artwork while he was in prison. I believe that the Dash, or the Ross Ulbricht DAO has something to do with that artwork. I don't know if they're selling it for him.
Turned it into NFTs, that's what it was.
They may be doing something like that. They may be bidding on that as a group to try to up the bids or something. Again, I don't follow it closely, but I know that they exist, right? I can't use cryptocurrency, so it's hard for me to like spend a whole lot of time doing deep research on something that I can't actually get into. But I know the Julian Assange one is fundraising for lawyers and things like that. So it's anyway, there you go. I hope that answered your question as well as I could. But look into it. I'm sure that you can learn more about it. And you can learn more about Dash at Dash.org. Let's go to the phones here. Gigi is on the line in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening. morning, everyone. I haven't called the show in for quite a few weeks.
Welcome.
And there are a few things I would like to get off my chest.
Okay.
First of all, mega, mega congrats to Nikki on her recent beautiful marriage. She and her husband should only have years of excellent health. And
he doesn't deserve her, that guy.
I adore that woman. She is sharp and sweet and bright. Secondly,
Matt is here.
Her husband is actually hosting tonight. Matt, our co-host, is Nikki's husband.
Well, as they say in Hebrew, Matthew, mazel tov.
Mazel tov. L'chaim. Thank you.
You're so cute. I love your wife. She is smart and always a lady on the phone.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah. You'll keep her for a while.
Yeah, she does good.
Indeed. All right, Gigi, what else?
The thing is, I was listening to something so interesting on a radio news program a couple of days ago. I'm a news junkie like the captain, and it was quite eye-opening. The journalist that was hosting the program, I don't remember the gentleman's name, was saying something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, of how years ago, Nixon and Kissinger were ready to trash Daniel Ellsberg for being a traitor, getting his tuchus thrown in jail, and he was seen as a traitor because of not being transparent by our illustrious government with the Pentagon Papers. And
Daniel Ellsberg was the journalist. Gigi, you have to explain here. Daniel Ellsberg was a journalist in the 1970s, I think, who went public with the Pentagon Papers, which revealed, what was it about? Was that the Vietnam War? What was the Pentagon Papers covering? I'm a little rusty on that. Gigi, did we lose you?
Yep. We're just hearing fuzz from her line.
Do you remember, Matt, Pentagon Papers?
I am not sure what, but I should know that because my dad was addicted to that whole story, too, and I
read
about it my whole life, and I think I got over-drowned in it by my dad, so I didn't pay attention anymore.
The Pentagon Papers were officially titled The Report of the Office of the Secretary of Defense Vietnam Task Force is a history of the U.S. United States political and military involvement in Vietnam from 1945 to 1967. And the report was commissioned by Secretary of Defense in 1967. In June of 1971, small portions of the report were leaked to the press and widely distributed. The papers were first brought to the public's attention on the front page of the New York Times in 1971. The Nixon administration obtained a restraining order to stop the publication of the papers, but the Times appealed to the Supreme Court, which dissolved the restraining order and allowed their publication. So this was like a big reveal. And it was Daniel Ellsberg who passed away recently, if I recall correctly. He had been the main journalist that just kind of the name was on this release, and he got a lot of attention, both I'm sure negative from the government people and positive.
And he got arrested, like Gigi was saying.
I don't know, Gigi. Are you still with us, Gigi? Did we lose you? I think we lost you.
I think we still lost you.
She's gone. Pentagon Papers revealed the U.S. had secretly enlarged the scope of its actions in the Vietnam War with coastal raids on North Vietnam and Marine Corps attacks, none of which were reported in the mainstream media. For his disclosure of the Pentagon Papers, Ellsberg was initially charged with conspiracy, espionage, and theft of government property. Those charges were later dismissed after prosecutors investigating the Watergate scandal discovered that staff members in the Nixon White House had ordered the so-called White House plumbers to engage in unlawful efforts to discredit Ellsberg.
The so-called White House plumbers?
Yeah, this is a group I'm not familiar with.
Maybe they were the ones that brought cocaine into the White House.
Yeah, could very well be.
They were in the storage closet looking for a wrench.
So, there you go. That's a little bit about the Pentagon Papers. Let's go to this caller. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Again, my house number pooped out on me. Please excuse me. I'm calling on my husband's cell phone, but I was listening to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for finishing my thought. That's why I adore you, because you think like me. And so now we have another individual, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden, both seen as traitors, just like Daniel Ellsberg was.
Mm-hmm,
are we going to learn that in 25 to 50 years they will be seen as heroes for freedom of the press?
I hope so.
They are.
Too late. They already are.
Yeah.
And I have one more thing I would like to make a comment on, if you would permit me the time. Thank you for the courtesy. Many Sunday nights ago, I was listening to your program, as I generally do with my husband on Sunday evening. We enjoy the program thoroughly. And we especially value how every one of the hosts always permit, even when someone is creepy, obnoxious, and rude, their opportunity to voice an opinion, make a statement, or perhaps a combination thereof. You guys uphold that principle big time. More power to all of you. However, it has been my experience listening to the program on Sunday nights in particular, and this happened to have been when Nikki and Matthew were not present because they were on their honeymoon, and Aria, a lovely, intelligent, highly articulate lady, was substituting that night and talking about different elements of the festival that occurred and how wonderful it was to hear all of that that she was outlining for us listeners. Once again, Mr. Olson from New Mexico called in, and in my opinion, this is just one lady's opinion, his vocabulary and his choice of verbiage was vulgar, ungentlemanlike, and nothing to contribute whatsoever, making comments about, Aria, why don't you, I'm paraphrasing Mr. Olson, why don't you remove your top and bra and do the show, do the broadcast topless?
Oh, wow.
I got to tell you, everybody, that does not contribute to anything productive. I think you would agree, but I understand how you...
It's worth pointing out that Aria has done the show topless a number of times, but yes, certainly his call was uncalled for.
Right, but for him to say that is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
If Aria wants to do that, let it be Aria's individual choice.
I agree. Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. And by the way, if you want to write to Aria, she has an address posted over at her website, which is Aria Dimezzo, that's spelled ariadimezzo.com. She's in federal prison at the moment, and I'm sure she would appreciate hearing from anybody who wants to reach out. The address is right there at the top of her website, as well as information about how to contribute to her commissary. Apparently she's had quite a few very generous donations to the commissary account. So thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
What a class act Gigi is, huh?
She's a nice lady, for sure.
Yeah, anytime I do anything, and then one of the creepier male callers calls in and says, like, oh, Bonnie, it's so cute when you do that thing. Or whatever. It makes me want to do the opposite.
Right.
To not be cute. That's impossible.
Yeah, I'll just stop being cute.
Go put tons of clothes on. Do you think Aria can hear the show?
No.
She can't hear the show?
Definitely not. There is some kind of federal podcast app, apparently. Like, not every prison has these. I don't think Aria's, what they call this, camp. So there's not even, like, a fence at this particular location. I don't think they have the tablets. I believe Ross Ulbricht's prison, wherever he is, I think in Arizona, or I'm not sure where they've got them right now. But they've got these tablets, and then on these federal tablets, which obviously are not, like, as free as your typical tablet, right? Like, it'll be only certain prison-approved apps that are on there. But they do have some sort of podcast app. Free Talk Live is not part of that app, and I don't expect we'll ever be approved for that particular app.
Have you ever requested?
I tried to reach out to Securus, which is the company that is running this particular system, and they have not gotten back to me. So I'm not going
When was that?
A few months back, somebody asked me to go and reach out. The prisoners themselves have asked Securus for adding Free Talk Live, and they've gotten absolutely nowhere. And of course, why would Free Talk Live be added to a federal podcast app? If you are in prison, you can only get Free Talk Live on broadcast radio. That's the only way to listen in prison.
Only problem with that with Aria. Is she? Yeah, it's not in Aria's area.
It is not in. I don't think we're on anywhere in Massachusetts at this time.
Oh, wow.
So, sorry about that. So, yeah, it's a bummer. Anyway, ariadimezzo.com. You can write to her there, and she definitely appreciates hearing from folks.
What about Tucson, Arizona?
What about it?
Are we on the radio in Tucson, Arizona?
No, not at this time. Not that I'm aware of. So we were talking about North Korea. That happened to come up in the discussion about BRICS. But just to kind of round out the BRICS discussion, it sounds like they're going to do this thing with a gold-backed currency, which would be amazing. Now, it's not clear whether
they probably pretty well trounce the U.S. dollar.
That's the idea. And I think that is what they are intending to do, is to give the countries of the world another alternative that's actually worth something, something that's actually backed.
I doubt that their motivations are charitable or...
They want to take down the U.S. government's dominance. I mean, that's what I think the goal is here, ultimately.
My question would be, will the people who live in those BRICS countries be forced to turn in any gold that they own?
Good question. We know that one of the African gold mining nations is mandating that 20% of the gold miners take, whatever it is that they mine out of the earth, has to go to the government.
20%. That's crazy. Yeah.
That's insane.
We get taxed more than that, but it's so in your face that's like... Straight, just obvious stuff.
Of course, that's what it is.
That's where you're mining, you're mining, you're mining. You back every available dump truck up to the mine, and you take all that mud wash that's not gold, and you take 20% of that, and you dump it at the footsteps of the Capitol building in that country.
Now, what's not clear yet about this particular BRICS gold-backed currency is, will this currency just be for the use of governments? Meaning that... Is it going to be for, like, governmental trading between one another, governmental, we're going to buy your currency and hold it as an asset on the central bank, right? Like, that kind of thing. Or is it going to be something that the actual people of these countries can get their hands on? I suspect it's going to be the former and not the latter, but it's too early to say at this point whether this is going to be sort of internal to those governments or external to the people of these places. Obviously, it would be best if it was something that people could get their hands on that's actually backed by gold. Unfortunately, we're not to the point where, you know, the average person is interested in cryptocurrency yet. And again, I would not trust this particular currency to be backed by gold for more than 10 years or something like that. But either way, it is interesting to see this thing hitting the scene, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens to the dominance of the U.S. dollar as a result of that. I personally... and looking forward to seeing the dollar fail. I understand that is not necessarily good news for people who hold dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You've got time, though, as Aaron Day, the Republican presidential candidate, who's the only one that actually is pro-liberty, is a free stater. As he points out, you know, the transition is not complete yet into the CBDC or the central bank digital currency. They haven't actually gone through with that yet in the United States. So you do have time to protect yourself by getting out of the dollar or the euro or whatever central bank currency it is that you're saddled with wherever you live.
You also have time to get to a place where you have a community. So if Walmart suddenly is out of stock of everything, you can still survive. You shouldn't live in a place where you don't know any of your neighbors and stuff like that.
That's good good advice as well, Bonnie. If you are a libertarian, you ought to get to New Hampshire. That is the, some are calling it the libertarian homeland. This is a place where you can actually have a community of freedom-minded people that you can do trades with in gold, that you can do trades with in cryptocurrency. Right now, that exists today.
Yep.
In fact, you just cooked up some pork chops here tonight that we got from Jay Noon.
Yep. And I bought them with
I think we
Bitcoin.
Can talk about this because he talks about these things on the air that you paid with cryptocurrency to buy these pork chops, and they were absolutely fantastic and, you know, raised by free stater types, and, you know, the government basically didn't touch these pigs.
Yep.
So
he gives them less dangerous things to eat, dangerous for humans. Like, he doesn't feed his
well
pig
fed.
Soy.
Yeah.
They forage in the woods, too. Like, he opens up big plots of land in the woods for them, so they go around eating acorns and
That's
stuff
awesome.
Like that. They're real happy pigs. He had a hard time finding pigs. I think this happened to Neil and Emily back in the day when they started Bardo, too. They had a hard time finding pigs that had hooves that would be appropriate for living in the dirt. Because pigs over the years have been bred to stand on concrete for the entirety of their lives. So the pigs that are born, like, bred to live on concrete can't get around in the dirt.
Wow. That's not even how I picture, like, the average pig farm. I picture it like a big backyard with mud, I guess.
It's not a big industrial pole barn.
That sucks.
That's awful.
It's like prison.
Yeah, so having this good meat to fall back on from places like Bardo and from Jay, or that's just fantastic.
These people literally feed this Liberty community.
They do. And it'd be great if there was even more people like that planting big gardens, things like that. And we're literally going gulch here. This is Gulch Gulch from Atlas Shrugged. This is the true Gulch
Gulch.
What is
that? Can you describe what that is?
Gulch Gulch is where all the productive people disappeared to as the government became more and more domineering in the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. So when that happened, and it was just the government was making it impossible for anybody who was self-made to exist, they disappeared and took their goods and services and muscle and ability to a secret location in Colorado and lived there. It was called Gulch Gulch.
Yeah, nothing can help us more than more freedom-minded people than getting here. And it helps you, right? Like when you join a community of like-minded people that already is doing the things that you dream about, right? Like being able to buy things with gold, silver, cryptocurrency, trading with other freedom-minded individuals, kind of keeping it in the family, so to speak, with the marketplace. We see this going on all the time here in New Hampshire. They have what they call Market Day that happens regularly in different areas of the state, at least once a month, I think, in many areas of the state. People come together. They bring the things that they do or the things that they make, their crafts or their homemade, you know, whatever, and the beef and you name it, mushrooms or whatever it is, and they buy and they sell these things. They hang out for a day, and some people bring hot food to sell. Some people bring hot tea. Some people are doing massages. I mean, there's all kinds of services that are available.
And most people prefer you to not pay them in dirty fiat.
That's true. Some will sometimes accept it, but usually people are buying things with the alternatives, and that's really cool. And the more people that we can get together here, the larger that economy can be, the stronger this sort of alternative economy, the alternative to the dollar, can be. I mean, that's just the bigger we get, the more effective we become, the more we're able to bring other local business owners on board with things like accepting cryptocurrency, because we actually have people who are willing to spend it.
Right.
So, there's more coming up here. I would recommend checking out the Free State Project if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist. Hour 2's coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.